feel any different going out there for real this week, getting ready for a real game?
Well, I think it does. Certainly, it's a regular season. The roster has been finalized, and you're into that in-season routine. There's a training camp routine and an in-season routine. So I think everybody's aware that we have a game coming up here in a few days on Thursday, and treating today like a Wednesday, even though it's a short week being Sunday. So I think everybody's aware of that.
Nobody needs motivation for opening night, but the fact that it's the Ravens, the way last season ended, is there any additive incentive?
I don't feel like there is. I feel like this is a new season for us. We're playing an excellent team. We're opening up the NFL season with a home game. So if people need that for an extra incentive, that's fine. But I think there's plenty just with the schedule and the timing of when we're playing.
How different are these two teams from the last time you guys faced each
other? Well, I haven't played against them yet. So I've only seen a limited amount on film of how much the starters have played in the preseason. So they've replaced some really good players with another round of good players. So they brought some experience, they brought some athleticism, and really until you play them, you probably don't know them as well. You study what you see in the preseason, knowing full well that there's probably some stuff they haven't shown in the preseason. So it is a game of adjustments. So you have to be prepared to do that during the opening game, because you just don't know exactly what you're going to get. And I think who can adjust the best is probably one of the keys usually in the beginning of the season.
But don't you go back to the playoff game at all and look at that tape? Do you go back and look at that tape at all?
We do, yes. But they have a number of new players. It's hard to say. Like I said, that's really somewhat of an unknown. We certainly know what a great athlete Elvis is, and what a playmaker he is, and so he's certainly a factor that we have to deal with. And it's hard to say exactly how they will use him.
What do you think of the progress of Julius Thomas in the 2 years you've been here, and what do you expect from him this season?
Well, yeah, it'd be hard to say, the 2 years. I mean, Julius really wasn't able to practice much at all last year. So he has had a lot of repetitions during this training camp due to the injuries we've had with Joel and Jacob. He's taken advantage of those reps, which is a credit to him. And but he hasn't played a lot of football the past couple of years, and so he will be learning every single week, getting better. But I just really appreciate how hard he's worked. He's taking advantage of his opportunity. I know he's ready to play and looking forward to it, getting started on Thursday.
At what point in this whole kind of process did you know that selfishness was going to be an issue with Decker, Walker, Thomas wanting their numbers?
I'm not sure, how you really answer that. Both of those guys are they're hardworking guys. I know they want the football, but I know they want the football because they think that can help us win. So, believe me, our job is to get the ball in our playmakers' hands, whether it's Decker, Thomas, Welker, Caldwell, Thomas, get it to our backs. I think, to be a good football player, to be on a good football team, you got to have an unselfish attitude.
Going into Thursday, he wants the crowd to be as loud as it can on defense, as quiet as it can on offense. What kind of role do you expect
the crowd to play? I think the crowd will play a big role, and we're glad to be at home. It's a exciting opportunity starting out the NFL season. Everybody's watching you, and I would agree with Coach Fox's comments. I want them as loud as they possibly can when the Broncos are on defense, and as quiet as they can be when the Broncos are on offense. But I know they're going to be excited, just like our players are going to be excited. And our fans will play a huge role all season. I've said here before, having played here as an opponent a number of times, it's an extremely tough place to play, a loud place to play. That's all because of the great fans they have here.
You get butterflies for a season opener?
I do. I think if you don't, you probably ought to be doing something else. So 16th opening day, I played in this opening game three times. And it's got a little something extra to it. So I think everybody would be excited and have a little healthy, butterflies. I think that's a good thing.
What's the thing from the beginning of January that's stuck with you the most?
You got to just check some old clips, I guess. I've really moved past that.
Okay.